This morning, some Newfoundlanders who've spent the week in Gallipoli are talking about history and what it's like to retrace the steps of their relatives who fought in the First World War. Soldiers of the Royal Newfoundland Regiment landed on the shores of Gallipoli 100 years ago this week, and they quickly got their first real taste of that horrible conflict. And this morning, we're hearing from some of those family members who went to Gallipoli.
My name's Chris Morey. I'm presently living in Ottawa, but I was born in St. John's. My grandfather was Howard Leopold Morey, and he joined the Newfoundland Regiment in December of 1914. Well, I knew my grandfather pretty well. I didn't live in Newfoundland at the time. We were up in Ottawa, but he used to come and visit us all the time, and I used to spend my summer vacations in Newfoundland, so I was very close to him. He was a fine man, and I really loved him dearly. And I wanted to know more about what it was like for people like him who were never exposed to any kind of violence before going into a place like Gallipoli. So for me, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be there exactly 100 years to the day on the beach, Kangaroo Beach in Suvla Bay, at the exact time, at dawn on the 20th, that my grandfather and his friends set foot in Gallipoli. So you can just imagine what an emotional experience that was. The only thing I can compare it to, on occasion, I've gone into a graveyard and stumbled upon the grave of an ancestor, and the shiver goes up your back, and all of the thoughts that come to your mind. It was much the same kind of experience. It's terribly emotional, you know. The tears come to your eyes. There's not much you can do to prevent it. It happens, and, you know, it's just natural. The one thing that I regret, in fact, is that my Uncle Howard, who's still alive, lives in the Ghouls, who was Dad Morey's youngest son, was very, very close to his father because his mother died when he was only a little boy. And I sure wish he could have been here with me.
That was Chris Morey talking about his grandfather, Howard Morey.